Together Run 22. Here we are. Excited to get started with you. Let's start as we have been. Pick up something, touch something from nature. What can I pick up? I'm just going to pick up a stick today. Just to remind me that everything is fragile. The stick is broken in three places. So we need to be kind and loving towards our dear Mother Earth. As let's begin, and I'll tell you the rest of that. Ready? In 3, 2, and 1. I've been talking to Bailey, my 3-year-old, a lot about Mother Earth, to try and, you know, make the planet seem a little more understandable for her. And we've been talking about it, but I don't know how much she actually understands. But that helps, because she talks about Mother Earth a lot. Like, is this Mother Earth? Is this part of Mother Earth? So it's really cute. Welcome to Together Run 22. For anyone, this is your first one. I'm excited to have you here. Thanks for joining. And for anyone who's done more than one of these, welcome back. Thank you for joining. I know there's many ways you could be spending your time, and I appreciate you. So thank you. My headlamp is definitely battery low here. It's not really doing much. So you may hear me fall over at some point, but let's hope it can get through the first half to where it gets a little bit lighter. So Together Run, this is us, the closest we can possibly get to going on a run together, while situations making that tough. Or maybe it's no real different to normal, that you never really get to run with anyone. This is a way that you can feel like you get to run with someone or get to run with the community, because we do have a lot of engagement going on with these. There's a lot of people who share them on social media every time they do one. There's a lot of people who talk in the Superstars community about their runs. Thank you so much to those of you who do that and talk about your Together Runs and show pictures of what you saw, or talk about what we talked about. It's really cool to see, so keep it up. And yeah, I think it helps us feel a little bit closer to running together. And I like to see your faces, because it makes me feel like I'm running with someone. Because I too do most of my runs on my own, or I have a few friends I run with, but it's not every time. So yeah, thank you for your part in helping me to feel connected. Okay, so as we always do, we're going to begin by, let's take a deep breath. Well, as deep a breath as you can while running. And let's take another one. It's not a very deep breath. But, and now we are going to do a full body scan. So we're going to start at the top of our heads, and we're going to work our way down. I'll tell you when to start. We're going to work our way down through our body, as if like a warm wave of light is passing through us. And I'm going to tell you things to maybe feel for, pay attention to. But also, if something stands out to you, if there's an area that feels tight or stiff, just note it down in your head, please, not on a paper. Or if anyone brings paper to their runs, I'd love to know that. That would be hilarious. I actually did do that a few times in my running career when I knew I was going to have thoughts about things. I'd been working on something. I stuck a pen and a piece of paper in my pocket. But I don't want you to do that. What I do want you to do is do the scan with me, and we'll just check in with our body, see how we're feeling. Okay, so you ready to begin? Okay, starting with the very top of your head, your crown that is facing the sky, moving down through your eyes, through your ears, through your chin, your jaw. If any of those areas are tight or clenched, just relax them now. Unsquint your eyes. Working your way down through the back of the neck, round to the front, into your shoulders, into your clavicle, into your chest. And let's go down your arms and get over the round of the, that would be the shoulder, top of your arm, into the lower part of the arm, into your hands, your fingers. Make sure your fingers are nice and relaxed. If you're clenching them, if they're tight, just give them a shake out now. And let's go back to our chest. Let's go down through the ribs, through the stomach, the back of the lower back, into your hips and pelvis, glutes, round into your upper quads, going into the lower quads, the knee, into the lower calf, or the upper calf, around the shins, lower leg, going into your ankle, going into your arch, the top of your foot, and finally into your toes. How's everything feeling? I've heard from many of you that that's one of your favourite parts of this, or the scans, which is really cool. Some of you do it every day in your runs now because of this, which is even cooler. I love that. All for checking in with the body. And it's good for us to do that, to start a run. And I encourage you, if you are doing the 30 or the 45, and we don't get to a body scan by the end, we will do some kind of check-in, but it may not be that, to do it yourself at the end and scan down through your body and ask yourself, how are you feeling? It doesn't have to be as long and detailed as that was, but just something. So that's physical. Now let's ask yourself mentally. If I were to ask you, how are you? And I wanted a real answer, not a yeah, great. Or if you say yeah, great, you got to expand on it. What would you say? Answer that now. Or think about it now. What would you say if I was right next to you? Okay, thank you for checking in with yourself. What would I say? I would say a little apprehensive, as my headlamp is not really very bright right now. It's not helping me much. I would say I'm excited. I get to have a few hour block today where I'm going to go shut myself away and work on the book. Did that a few days ago and I really enjoyed it. Just feels good to be getting writing out. It's coming naturally. So yeah, getting a good start. And what else would I say? I'm feeling a little, I'm still very sensitive when it comes to other people who I look up to and the way they interact with me. I still have a lot of imposter syndrome and feel like I don't, it's not like I don't belong, but that I'm not with many of the other people that people put me in a group with. And yesterday, someone didn't do anything on purpose, but it just triggered that in me again. So that was just kind of there most of the day. Just was just feeling a little like insecure, I suppose. And I tell you that not for you to change anything or do anything, but just honesty. Mostly, yeah, things are good. I'm excited and feeling happy, but you know, sometimes we can have like a little something that's just hanging there. And that is there often for me. And it was definitely there yesterday. So, still a little bit there today. Thank you for listening. All right, and then let's do our sensory check-in. Actually, recently, I can't remember if I said this on these or not, but found out that there's like 20 or so, I can't remember the exact number, senses. The only one I can remember was like proprioception, which is the one that you can like throw a ball and catch it, because I've been thinking about that a lot lately. While that's one of the things I tend to do while the girls are playing, is throw a ball up in the air and catch it. And I kept thinking how amazing it was that we can catch balls like that. Anyway, but we're going to use just 5 of ours. So let's begin with another deep breath. Just get our nose turned on, if that's such a thing. And what do you smell? I smell men's aftershave. Very strong. Someone must have been spraying that or throwing away a bottle. Very strong. What do you taste? Okay. Next, I want you to, when I tell you to, take out your headphones. You can just listen to what is in your surroundings. What do you hear? I want you to try and find something you normally wouldn't notice. And see if you can grab a detail from that. Okay, so take your headphones out now and off you go. Okay, what did you notice? Anything you don't normally notice? The thing that jumped out to me, I didn't notice for the first time on this run, but I've been aware of it, and is that last winter, Steve and I had been talking about the fact that in the winter we could hear the trains when they went by, and we always thought it was because of the lack of leaves on the trees, and maybe that is part of it, but now the cicadas' noises are dying down, we're starting to hear it. So obviously it's partly their noise covering it up, and because the leaves haven't started falling yet. So I just found that that's what where I went to jump to, is that I can hear the highway a bit more than I normally can. And I can also hear less cicadas than I normally can. Long story. You just wanted a simple answer. Okay, what's next? Can you remember? Feel, yes. For anyone who shouted that out on their run, congrats to you. Okay, we're going to do feel. Now, two ways of doing it. You can either really try and pay attention to which one feels strongest, hone in on that, really experience it, and before you move on to the next one, so you know exactly what that feels like and can describe it as best you can. Or you can just jump from place to place as to what comes into your awareness as you are running along. So, you ready? All right, what do you feel? Okay, some things I felt were my headlamp bouncing around, my watch on my wrist, and sweat beads on the top of my head, and my fingers on my palm. Okay, and finally, last one. What do you see? Try and find something that you haven't noticed before. Try and look far into the distance. You can do that right now and hone in on some detail in the distance. And then you're gonna look to the sides. Do it one at a time slowly and see if you can pick a minor, small detail about something about your surroundings you otherwise wouldn't have noticed. I'll give you a bit more freedom today than I normally give with sight. Just see what comes up for you. Okay, thank you for doing your check-in. Thank you for your energy and attention to pay attention to your surroundings. Really important, we don't do enough of that. I think it's just good to connect us, right? I was talking to a friend the other day. He's kind of like a mentor. I may tell you about that in a minute. He was saying about, you know, we were talking about how podcasts are so flooded and how it's hard to listen to even your favourite shows because, you know, most people aren't having a commute or having less commutes. And there's so many other things happening that we're not, you know, getting the opportunity to listen to podcasts, or and I feel that, and he felt that, and I think many of you do too. That's why I'm really grateful you're on these runs. But I was saying to him that there's something special about these because they're a cross between a conversation where I'm obviously talking and you're thinking about what you'd be responding with, which goes on from my interview style, right? Because I always try, and you can tell me whether I succeed in this, I always try to bring you in. I always try to say, you know, what would you say to the listener, or what if someone thought this? So I try to bring you in, and this is a way of taking that to a next level, you know, because I'm trying to bring you in on a run with me. But there's something that's special about this that you are really enjoying and I am really enjoying. I told you I was going to take a break after 20 and I didn't, because I am enjoying these. There is going to be some logistical issues soon when it gets cold, because I'm going to have a hard time holding onto my phone with gloves on, but you know, I can do what I can. Where was I going with that? But yeah, there's something special about the, you know, when you listen to a podcast while running or music, you're just mostly zoning out and you're using it to pass the time. As much as it might be interesting and we learn, it's still just passive, right? Whereas this, at least I like to think, is active and engaging, because we are, you're imagining us running together, and I am too. And we also are connecting with our bodies and with our surroundings rather than just going through the motions. So yeah, those are my thoughts. I want to say at this point, kind of leads in nicely, that not really seeking sponsors for these right now, as much as I should be and need to be, I just kind of feel like we all deserve something. That maybe I have a few sponsors who do, you know, really push me to, they push to be supported during these, because they know how much I'm putting into these and they trust me and really want to give something to support me with them. But for the most part, I'm not doing it. I'm not asking anymore, because I just was so inundated with messages and media and outreach and do this, and it can be overwhelming, right? And so I wanted something that was maybe a little more genuine, just for the enjoyment of it, both on my end and yours. And so there aren't any sponsors, but if you do want to support me, I say that following this, feeling a bit icky because I just said that, but you know what I mean. If you do want to support me, the Patreon account is a way of doing that. I also have some other things we're working on with the team that the Running for Real team is creating, potentially for the future, that you could support me on that end. But yeah, you sharing this on your social media, sending it to your running friends, getting them to have a go, writing a review on iTunes, and if you want to support me on Patreon, that's a great way of doing it. But thank you for any and all of those you do. But I just genuinely want this to be something that's not, what would be the term? Capitalismalized? Definitely not aware, but you know what I mean. Okay. Right, so next, I would ask you, as of last week, people said they enjoyed this part. What would you say if I said, you know, how are you doing? What are the updates? What's happened for you in the last week? What'd you tell me? Just going to give you a few minutes now to do that. If you are a first-time listener of these, you could tell me who you are. What would you say if you were meeting me for the first time, we were running together? What would you tell me? And I'll tell you some updates afterwards. So off you go. got a swarm of cyclists. I know that's not the term, and I probably offended someone who's a cyclist. What is the term, a pod? I don't know. Keep going back to what you were telling me. A little bit more time. Any other updates you would tell me? Okay. Those people who are, those of you who are short and to the point will be like, what was that amount of time? Way too long. And the people like me are like, so many more things to say. You know, it was funny, Mario Freire and I, he's been like helping me with my prep for the 50k a little bit, and so we were sending voice memos back and forth, and he said to me, I'm sorry for rambling, this has been like 5 minutes. And I was like, you do know who you're talking to, right? Like the queen of rambling. And he is very to the point, you know, so it's quite funny that he thought he was rambling. By the way, those of you who do like voice memos, people often say to me like, oh, I'm sorry, mine was like 4 minutes long. I don't even know what I've talked about. Sorry, this is going to get loud for a sec. Let's say, talked about for like 6 minutes, 8 minutes, and a lot of my voice memos with Evie Cerventi, who you remember, podcast guest, my sports psychologist, are like 20 minutes, 23 minutes. So it's quite funny that people think 4 to 6 is a lot when we send such long ones. Okay, but thank you for telling me what your updates are. What would I tell you? This week wasn't that much going on. Bailey is settling into preschool, which is really nice. She goes to 2 different ones, 2 days a week each. And she's getting more comfortable now, which is good. It's nice having Chloe around, just me and her. So we have been doing some things together, just us, which has been nice. I had a good chunk of time in the coffee shop, the new local coffee shop around here. Did some work there, which was good. What else would I say? I'd say that I'm feeling good about my training. I had a good workout on Wednesday. I did 8 by 0.84. of a mile. That's specific because it's the longest stretch of road that could be covered without crossing a road on this pathway is. So I did 8 of those, and I ended up running them pretty fast, actually, so that was good. So I'm feeling good about my running. So that is what I would tell you. Are there any other updates you would tell me if we were together now that I just reminded you of? Running. I often find that when someone tells me their updates, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, I meant to tell you this. Oh, 30 minutes exactly. 30 minute group. Come to a walk and we will give you a few minutes or minutes to walk, get your breath back, and then we're going to do 2 strides. Now for someone who's never done a stride, we are going to run for 10 to 15 seconds. If you are running 30 or 45 or 60 minutes, you can just keep running at this point. And we're going to run for 10 to 15 seconds at about 80% of your max. You're not trying to take big strides. You are just trying to actually take more steps to run faster. And as you continue these, and you continue improving in your running, your body will naturally propel you further. We don't want to be working on striding out though, taking big steps. That's how we get injured. And that's how we don't get there. So, give you another few more seconds. We'll go into 2 strides, the rest in between. And then for the 45 and 60 minute group, we will continue, do 2 more at 45 minutes and 2 more at 60 minutes. Okay, are we ready? In 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog or a walk. And I should say with these, if you're not used to doing strides, it's always going to be better to pick an uphill than a down if you have the choice. Just because if you are still working on running form or you have a tendency to overstride, which many runners do, I'll explain what that is in a minute, then going downhill is going to exaggerate that and put you more likely at risk for injury. So if you have a choice and you're not used to strides, I would always pick the uphill. All right, we ready for 1 more? In 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog or a walk. If you're with a 30 minute group, thank you for joining us today. You're welcome to hang around for as long as you like. If you are going to walk, you could go take a screenshot and upload it onto your social media, or take a picture of yourself if you haven't already. Actually, let's do that, all of us. Let's stop. Yep, really stop. My watch has stopped. Your watch should be stopped too. Let's take a picture of you. Even if you don't put it on social media, you can send it to me. Even if you aren't confident enough to send it to me, in which case, why not? I swear I make myself not scary. You've got it so that you can remember this run. And maybe someday you will have the confidence. And someday you can say to me, this was our first together run that I took a picture. I know all those other times you'd been telling me to take pictures, but I wasn't doing it. But this was the first time I did. To do it. Take a picture of you and your surroundings if you want, but primarily of you. I want to see you running. I don't care what you look like. Well, I do, because I want to see your face, but no, I don't care what state or whatever you look like. I just want to see you. All right. You ready? Ticking. Let's get back running. And 30 minute group. Go upload that. Leave a review if you want. There's a link to my Patreon in there. Thank you. See you on Friday for a Running For Real episode. Okay. 45-minute group, 60-minute group, we're still here. And I was going to talk about overstriding first. So, overstriding is something that a lot of runners do. I did it for the first 10 years of my running life. Maybe even doing it now, I don't know. May have reverted back in my lack of doing the little things. But overstriding basically means that you're landing in front of your body. So in front of the mass of your body, you know, your, what do they call it? I can't think of the word. Torso. So that means you're either landing on your heel, it's usually on your heel, but your heel is landing far out in front, at least where your knee is when you push out with each stride, but often even further out than your knee. And while people do that trying to stride out, and I definitely did that because it feels like it should make sense, right? If you want to run faster, you run big, take bigger steps, when actually it's, you want to run, most people need to run more steps and higher cadence. And as I said earlier, as you get faster, each step will propel you further. But when we overstride and we put our leg out in front, it sends this giant, awkward, torque, angle, impact. That's not very eloquently described, but I think you'll get what I'm saying. The angle you're landing at, the impact you're sending up your body, and not straight up your body the way it kind of should be, but you're sending it at an angle, puts a lot of pressure on your lower extremities. That's a lot of the reason people have shin splints, is they are overstriding and they're just sending shockwaves at an angle up their shin bone constantly. So that's something I used to do as well. Still do, I suppose, probably. And it's something you want to work on if you are someone that keeps getting injured, especially. But even if you don't get injured, it slows down your efficiency and therefore your performance. So it's definitely something I'm working on. And the minimum recommended cadence is about 180 steps per minute. Your watch or Strava will likely calculate your cadence, GPS watch that is. However, I don't know how accurate that's going to be. So you can always get an app on your phone that does a metronome at exactly the number of beats you want. And so you can practice what that feels like until you get the hang of it. So that's something, if you do feel like you get injured, especially in your lower leg a lot, or if you just sense, you probably won't see it if you look down, but you'll see it in photos. If you see that your leg is outstretched when you land, or yeah, you see, like for me, the telltale sign was like, my toe was pointed up in the air and my heel was, it was like a straight line from my hip down to my toe or to my heel when I was landing. But I would definitely encourage you to work on that. That said, don't obsess about it. You know, if you're going up hills, your cadence is going to be much higher. If you are going downhill, your cadence is going to be lower. If you are running faster, your cadence is probably naturally going to be quicker or more. And if you're going on an easy run, that's where I would say you have the most opportunity to think about it. I wouldn't encourage you to start worrying about it during your workouts, because for me, I find a lot of my workouts, my cadence ends up being 190 thrust. But it's the easy runs where they're usually around, on a bad day, it's around 170, which doesn't sound like much, right? Like 10 beats per minute, but it can make a difference if you think about all those footsteps you're taking, all those minutes of running. Every one of those is an awkward landing for your body. So yeah, that is overstriding in a very basic nutshell. I would definitely recommend reading up more on it if that is something of interest to you. And yeah. Okay. So we have about 5.5 minutes until we are saying goodbye to the 45-minute group. And I think maybe I will just talk about one question that came in last week, which many of you know is a question that I actually don't really like answering, but people always want to know, so you can hear the real answer. And it may go on into the it may go on into the 60 minute where the 45 minute you peel off, so you may have to listen to the rest of it when I have finished, because I really would like to make sure that we do a body scan right at the 45 minute before we begin the strides. So we may listen to half, take a pause while we do a body scan and some strides, and then we'll continue. Alright, so the question that came in was, what's your favourite post-run breakfast? Now, in the past, I would have been like pancakes, you know, like chocolate chip with sauce and da-da-da-da-da, pancakes. And part of me is sad to not feel that way anymore. I don't really feel excited for post-run meals anymore. Not that I feel nauseous, but I'm hoping it's just a stage in my life with two young kids, the business, and Steve and I being the only ones, like no family around, so we have to do everything, including, I think I can hear the train coming, might get loud. Including he's redoing our deck, which is taking a lot of his time and energy, in addition to fixing things that need fixing around our house. That said, for me, a lot of meals, and I've mentioned this before, is just something that takes time and energy to prepare that I just right now don't really want to spend. And so I just don't feel excited for it. I was joking kind of with my mum in saying that, like, I have hummus and carrots and all kinds of good stuff in my fridge, but a carrot, this is ridiculous. A carrot feels like too much effort to chew with the amount of calories I get out of it. Just doesn't feel worth it. Like, I just can't. I know that sounds insane, but like, if I'm gonna eat carrots and hummus, I'm gonna put like 2 tablespoons of hummus on 1 bite of carrot, because if I'm gonna eat a carrot, I wanna get the calories in with the hummus. So I have actually been doing a lot of hummus because I know it is calorically dense. But yeah, so post-run breakfast or meal just doesn't have the same appeal it used to. I don't know why. Especially breakfast. Just lost a lot of the interest in breakfast for some reason. And that used to be one of my favourite meals. I remember so many years, like, filling my cereal bowl so full. It was like 4 or 5 cups worth of cereal. And I'm talking a massive cereal bowl, as you can imagine. And I loved it. It was one of my favourite parts of the day. And I wasn't eating, like, bran flakes. Like, it was, like, honey bunches of oats or, like, some kind of, not, like, cocoa puffs, but, like, something that was dense and quality in terms of weight and what it gave you. But now even that doesn't have its appeal. I think a lot of that for me is the awareness of how I was going through like a bag of cereal every other day and how much plastic that's, you know, how the cereal companies put like half fill the bag and then put it back, you know, which really annoys me. They're manipulating with the size of the box. But yeah, I don't know. So I don't have a breakfast, but I do love sweet potato fries. I'd probably say something I love to have, and would probably crave those after a long run. Okay. Right, 45 minute group. You can come to a walk, and let's go and do a body scan. I'm not going to give you any prompts this time. You're just going to work your way down at your own pace, seeing the things that jump out to you. But do it maybe a little bit faster than I would normally do it. Okay, off you go. Okay, thank you, friends. How did you notice? What did you notice? Any areas feel tighter, more sore? Any areas feel relaxed that they didn't at the beginning, they've loosened up? And how did you feel as a whole? Okay, are we ready to do 2 strides? In 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog or a walk. Do one more in just a minute. Okay, you don't need much recovery if you can run 45 in 3, 2, and 1. Okay, come to a jog. If you are in the 45 minute group, you can go support me on Patreon. You can go take a picture if you didn't already, upload it, share it with your friends, or leave a review on iTunes. All of those are helpful, or not. as I said earlier, if you want just something to just be what it is, that's fine too. I care about you as a human first and your mental health. So do what's best for you, okay? All right, thank you for joining me. I will see you Friday for a Running For Real and Monday again for a Together Run. See you then. All right, 60s. You've got about 11 minutes left. I'll finish what I was saying. So yeah, don't have a specific meal that I crave anymore. Even the sweet stuff doesn't hold the same appeal it used to. But it is what it is. Make sure I'm eating all the time, and doing the best I can. That's all we can do, right? There was something I thought that I wanted to say. Oh, to use hashtag TogetherRun22. Forgot to mention that to this point. So when you upload these, use hashtag TogetherRun22. We're going to try and work out a way that we could do this live, where I would run with Zoom and be able to answer a few of your questions. So some of you could run with me and the rest could hear it as an after. I'm going to do that as an experiment soon. We'll see how we go. What else do we want to talk about? What would you be telling me if we were running together right now? It's been something in your mind that's probably come up during the time of me talking or conversation points. What would you say for the breakfast or the first run meal? Yeah, answer that if you can't think of anything you would have wanted to tell me. What would you say to that? And you can share that when you share about your run. What would you say? Or are you still stuck on the fact I said it was so sad that I can't be bothered to eat carrots? I'm the one that needs help. And I'd probably say, ooh, good choice. Unless you said something like a fried egg, in which I'd say, yeah, well, if it works for you, or some version. Something about eggs, never really liked. I'll eat them, only really scrambled, but a fried egg, especially a boiled egg, ugh. No, thank you. Definitely not one of those lovers. Sun is starting to come up here in St. Louis, so my dying headlamp is saved. Might as well turn it off, it's not really doing much. Surprised it lasted, actually. Made it this far. Another question that's been coming in, or that has come in, what are some TV shows you love? And do you know, I always find that a really interesting question, because you must know the experience, and I'm probably not going to get to the answer with this story, where it's so crazy with our attention span and just like the way we live our lives, that quite often when Steve and I are in a show and we're watching it, and I find myself like looking forward to it during the day. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till 8 o'clock where we can watch. Oh, I just can't wait. But then, and you feel like you're hooked, you feel like you're so invested with the characters, you feel like really connected, and you feel like this is the best. And then when it finishes or you get to the end, you're like really sad that it's gone. And you're like, oh, what am I going to fill with that void? And you're like, at least I am, like, concerned about the characters. Like, but what happened to this person in the future? Which is funny, right? That we get that invested, or at least I do. But then, a year later, if someone asks me, or if you ask me, what are some shows that you love or have loved, I can't really tell you many at all. I can remember maybe a few, but most of them have just, I don't know, just forgotten them. Like, there was one that we used to really like with Rachel Bilson, is that her name? It was in the South. Can't even remember the name of it. Just popped into my head. Heart of Dixie? That might be it. Can't even remember. Even saying it, that might not be the right term. Anyway, so it's like shows like that. But there are a few that stick out in my head. One being currently, or two currently, being Apple TV, the ones people probably gonna know I'm gonna say, which is Ted Lasso, number one. While that does break my heart a lot of the time and make me feel really sad because it makes me miss home, I do love seeing the English culture on there combined with the American-ness of Ted Lasso. Like, it really brings me a lot of joy to see that. And just the feel-good of the program, you know. So that is definitely my number one. Do really like the morning show. I think they tackled some tough topics very well. And actually, the second season is out now. And I'm looking forward to seeing, having watched the trailer, they're taking on pandemic and the social justice, Black Lives Matter protest movement that started last year. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they do that, because I think they'll do it really well. I also really loved Designated Survivor on Netflix. It was a bit disturbing to watch it during, like, we watched it in like 2019, I think, when a certain someone was in charge. And it was a little worrying to watch, but I did really enjoy that one. And I've mentioned before, White Collar, it's kind of old now, but I used to love that one. Primarily because I was like in love with Neil Caffrey, who's the main character, Matt Bomer. But no, I really enjoyed that one. We've like some goofy ones. Death in Paradise was a really goofy British one. There's a lot of like Britishy crime ones. Marcella, we liked. That was very disturbing, but we liked it. And there's a few more. Foster, Dr. Foster, I think that was the name of it. I like the English ones. And of course, love anything David Attenborough. I'm all for that. All right, friends, what would you say? What are some of your TV favourites? Enough time. You can tell me some of those on social media and think about it a bit later. But let's do a few strides. You ready? 3, 2, and 1. And do a jog, one more, and then we are where we have, and less than a minute to go, we'll be done, got a beautiful sunrise coming up here. What does your morning look like, or what does your afternoon look like? Whatever time of day it is near you, where you are, look around you. Let's take in as many of those senses, be jumping from one to another. Pay attention. All right, ready? You're fine. Morning. Okay, we ready? We're gonna do one more stride. Sorry, I'm just trying to turn a corner. Don't wanna be running stride on the corner. In 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog, and we got about 20 seconds left, and then we are done. And come to a walk. Whew. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for answering the questions. Thank you for your support, the love, the shares, the reviews. It all means the world. It keeps me going. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on Friday.
Before we end this episode, I just want to take a moment to shout out my podcast editor, Jeremy Nessel, who has done such a wonderful job of looking after my podcast, taking out all the mishaps in the episodes while still keeping in the vulnerability and the realness and the rawness of the conversation. This is not one of those podcasts where I take out the ums and the ers and the sometimes the delay in words, because I think it's very important to keep that authenticity. We're surrounded by perfected and manicured everything, and I think it's really important that Running for Real stays that way. So thank you to Jeremy for your work. I also want to thank Maria Vargas and Amber Moore, who are also part of my team. They've been a big part of this community and me being able to build this brand, so just want to give them a shout out too. All right, let's get right back to the end of this episode.